This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. It's a real pleasure to have Rafael Cruz with me today to be able to discuss his book, A Time for Action. It's certainly a memo that I'm afraid a lot of conservative voters didn't get during some of the primaries. Hopefully, the memo is being delivered to more and more, even as we speak, and we shall see. But it's a great call to action for those who are concerned about where our country has been heading. Generally, I guess we could describe it as a moral deterioration. And I guess in its worst form, we end up like Europe where, yeah, I don't care, whatever, it's okay, I'm okay, you're okay. And look at the mess they're in. But by the grace of God go we, and we're probably not that many years away from the European situation. So, Pastor Rafael Cruz, want to really thank you so much for issuing A Time for Action. It's a very important book, and I hope people are going to be reading it.
Thank you, Larry. Great to be with you, and I'm just so grateful for the work that you at Gun Owners of America do to stress the importance of our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms.
Well, I know from your own history, having grown up in Cuba, that arguably it could have made a difference dealing with the Batista dictatorship and subsequently the much worse one of Fidel Castro, had people been able to defend themselves and had there been the militia tradition that we still sort of have in the United States. But that's not the way it was, and as a result, Cuba's been in a mess for a long time.
And Larry, when we think about with the passing of Antonin Scalia, how much more critical this issue has become. You know, one of the key decisions that Antonin Scalia wrote the majority opinion on was the Heller case, protecting our Second Amendment rights. You know, my son was instrumental in that defense that was 1-5-4. But if we look at the minority opinion of those four ultra-liberals in the court, they basically said in their minority opinion that individuals do not have the right to keep and bear arms. They basically said that that was only the collective right of the militia, and it doesn't apply to individuals. That means that if we get one more liberal justice with the same mind, we could all lose our right to keep and bear arms. And I'll tell you what, look at history. Every dictator that has taken away the guns from the population have then used those guns to kill the population by the millions. Stalin did it. Hitler did it. Mao did it. Pol Pot did it. Castro did it. They've all done it. And Obama has been trying for the last 7 years to take our guns away.
He has.
Thank you for standing in the gap, my brother.
Well,
I know that you have been very instrumental in protecting that fundamental right for us.
Well, we've had the pleasure of working with Senator Ted Cruz on more than one occasion, and you talk about standing in the gap. That's when somebody's willing to take a position in defense of the Constitution, even against his own party leadership, and not blink. If I needed any persuading before that, that was certainly a moment that said, no, this is the guy that Gun Owners of America wants to be behind, because he's for real. He's willing to go shed political blood for the Constitution that he swore an oath to protect. What a notion.
I'll tell you what, that was proven back when the Newtown Massacre occurred. When the Newtown Massacre occurred, you know, the Republicans were in the minority in the Senate, and all Republican leadership was saying, gun control is inevitable. There's nothing we can do about it. Ted Cruz, as a member of the minority party in the Judiciary Committee, took the battle against Dianne Feinstein, who was drafting the gun control legislation. And he laid out such a clear constitutional case. I'm sure you remember.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
He began screaming, I'm not a sixth grader. And I'll tell you what.
That was so good.
Nothing passed on gun control. And Ted won that battle in committee as a member of the minority party. You know,
well,
I am so proud of Ted for that, because that is leadership.
I particularly enjoyed watching right after the vote. Senator Cruz sat there on the committee table and with the slightest trace of a smile asked a very polite question. May I ask a question of the senior senator from California? And then he proceeded to say, well, in view of your understanding of the Second Amendment not protecting an individual right, could I say that that would also then apply to your understanding of the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment? And that's when she really lost it. Poor lady.
I know it.
She wasn't prepared for
that. I would encourage your listeners, if they want to get a laugh, to Google Ted Cruz, Dianne Feinstein, I am not a sixth grader. And you will get a laugh for sure.
Well, and you know, she does have a point. Had he even implied that she was a sixth grader, it would have been insulting to a sixth grader. So, I'm glad he's not guilty of that. But one of the things that struck me is that here, you're growing up in Cuba. There is no American constitutional tradition, obviously, that was well, it's supposed to be part of our educational system here. I'm not so sure of that anymore. But somehow you became aware of not just the American constitutional traditions, but the whole English concept of freedom that was brought over by the colonists that settled the American colonies. And I was kind of struck by your statement in the book that was one of your inspirations, thinking, well, this is not the average scholar, the average kid in a school that is has burrowed that deeply to realize that America didn't invent these things. They came from England, like we imported many other things, good and bad, and this was one of the best things that we imported. And I thought, wow, you didn't have the average education.
But you know something, it is when we look at America, so many times we don't realize the blessing that we have in America. America is such a unique country. I mean, to think America is the only country in the world found on the Word of God, found by men and women seeking the freedom to worship Almighty God. No other country has that heritage. And those Judeo-Christian values were the foundation of the Constitution. And as a matter of fact, I often talk in pastors' conferences, and I tell them, look, the reason we are a constitutional representative republic and not a democracy, of course, democracy does not work, because democracy is really mob rule. It's the rule of the majority, and that means that the minority has no right. But the concept of constitutional representative republic comes right out of Exodus chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, and is also the concept of limited government, of federalism, which is embedded in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, the Ninth Amendment, and the Tenth Amendment. So these people were seeking for the very, very best system of government, and one that has served us well for over two centuries.
Yeah, apparently we got tired of using it, and we're heading toward a mess. Let's talk about how we might get out of that mess when we get back, talking with Rafael Cruz, author of A Time for Action.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Rafael Cruz. He's the author of A Time for Action. And indeed, we have come to a point where we better be acting or else we're going to be acted upon. The One of the things that I was kind of struck in your book was the point that Mr. Castro, Fidel Castro, used the very same slogan, hope and change, that our dear leader has used so often. And I thought,
yeah,
wow.
And also in the same manner, what he delivered was the total opposite.
Right. Hopelessness and a return to the worst of the past.
That's right.
Other than that, what's not to like? the attack on God has been carried out in the classrooms here as well as there. And I was reminded by reading your book of the kind of trickery that can be used to try to convince kids that the belief in God is a belief in a fraudulent idea. Why don't you tell folks the little game, the trick that was pulled on kids so that they could think that there was no God?
Yes, I'll tell you, Larry. Soldiers would come into a kindergarten class and would tell the kids, all right, kids, close your eyes and pray to God for candy. And then they would say, where is the candy? No candy. All right, close your eyes again and pray to Fidel for candy. And while the kids had their eyes closed very quietly, they would place candy on all the desks. You know, Larry, if we look at America, there is tremendous religious persecution in America. More specifically, persecution against Christians and Jews in America. But we got to realize that that is not the objective. That is only the means. You see, communism, socialism, Marxism, we can't get caught up in semantics. It's all the same. It requires for government to become your God. And in order for government to become your God, they must destroy the concept of God. That's what's behind this attack on religion. And I speak at length about this in my book, A Time for Action. And so we need to realize the attack on religion is to have you not put your trust in God, but put your trust in almighty government and make you dependent upon government.
That's really what it's all about. All of us are going to believe in some concept of God. Somebody makes the ultimate decisions about what's right and wrong. And if it's not the God of the Bible, then it will end up being, in the case of Cuba, Fidel Castro and his regime. And how did that work out?
Not very well. But I'll tell you what, we've seen the Obama administration doing the same. And if we get Hillary Clinton for our next president, it will be more of the same, perhaps even worse.
You know,
this
I think
why it, we need to. Yeah,
yeah, it's important for people to know about Mrs. Clinton that she was personally acquainted with Saul Alinsky, who was a self-described small-c communist. In fact, I just looked up online today her senior thesis at Wellesley, and she was writing very favorably about Mr. Alinsky and his teaching. He only had one shortcoming. He didn't get into how to actually apply it. Well, I would say the unrest that we're seeing now in Ferguson and Baltimore, that's how you apply it. That's how it's done.
Yeah, but you got to realize that it goes beyond. You see, what we saw was not reality. You see, for example, you talk about Ferguson, and from what I understand, the agitators of Ferguson were flown in from California to try to create the unrest.
Right.
Because Saul Alinsky, in his book, Rules for Radicals, said, you create a crisis. You actually create a crisis so that you can exploit it. And he said, never, never let a crisis go to waste. So they create the crisis so then they can be, quote, the saviors in the midst of it. And we're still seeing those things being played out today. And this is why this 2016 election is so very, very important. America is at a crossroads. We are on the edge of a precipice. And if we don't go back to the Constitution and the rule of law and limited government and separation of powers, if we don't go back to justices and judges that only interpret the law instead of trying to create law, Article 3 does not give them that authority. And so what we have is chaos, and what we have is what we're having today. We are losing all of our rights protected and given to us under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And so we need to get back to the basics. And I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, the primary is actually more important than the general. Because,
you know, that's a good
point. At the
primary
level, we have the opportunity to elect a true conservative instead of having to go to the polls holding our nose.
That is a very good point, because I think that Clinton can be beaten almost by any Republican with a pulse. The question is, are we going to get a Republican that actually believes in what he's saying and has a history of doing what he says he believes? And that's what we've lacked for so many years. We've had Republican after Republican get elected, great platforms, no action. All they do is retreat.
Well, actually, Larry, right now it's much clearer than that. Right now we have two candidates in the Republican Party that could win the nomination. And those two candidates are Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. But if you look at the polls, if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, he will lose to Hillary Clinton in a landslide. However, if Ted Cruz is the nominee of the Republican Party, Ted Cruz beat Hillary Clinton by double digits. So we only have one choice if we want to make sure that Hillary Clinton is not the next president. And that choice is my son, Senator Ted Cruz. He also is the one that stands on the Constitution and the rule of law and limited government. You know, unfortunately, too many people are saying, oh, we need a deal maker. No, Larry, we do not need a deal maker. We are in the problems we are today because of all the corrupt deals that have been made behind closed doors at the expense of the American people. We do not need a deal maker. We need a statesman that will stand on the Constitution, the rule of law, that understands that that statesman is to be a servant of we the people.
You know,
politicians.
I don't think that Donald Trump really gets it. He said he could make deals with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. That's exactly what's gotten us into the mess that we're in. We're going to be back and talk some more with Rafael Cruz. He is the author of A Time for Action. His son, Senator Ted Cruz, is certainly ready for action. And we'll continue this discussion shortly.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Rafael Cruz. He is the author of A Time for Action, a book that you can get anywhere. It's happily been published by WorldNet Daily and their affiliate WND Books. They've got a good series of books, and you're keeping good company with them, sir. I'm delighted that the book has been published. Couldn't be more timely. Things that you pointed out in the book that I really enjoyed was observing that so many of our little college student snowflakes can melt at the slightest bit of friction and difference of opinion, to the point that, as you observe, "I disagree" has become hate speech. And I thought, you know, Emory University, as I was reading the book, was in the news because that's exactly what had happened. Now, obviously, Trump's not the candidate that Gun Owners of America has endorsed, but somebody chalked Donald Trump's name on a sidewalk at Emory, and some of the little snowflakes melted. It just sent them into conniptions of terror. And one of the little gals complained that she was actually feeling pain. Oh my!
Well, you know, they want to repeal the First Amendment.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
I have the right to say whatever I want as long as it doesn't offend you. No, actually, the First Amendment is there precisely so I can say things that you find offensive.
But you know, Larry, that there are several countries around the world now that basically have passed what they call hate speech. And they will put you in jail if you're guilty of hate speech. And you know the Obama administration has been trying for 7 years to impose hate speech. Praise God they haven't been able to.
Because
that is a fundamental freedom that we have in America.
And if they pass it, you can go through all kinds of agony. I'm reminded of conservative writer Mark Stein, who had been, I think he's a U.S. citizen now, but he got himself wrapped around a Canadian axle. He's originally from Australia, and he may have had Canadian citizenship for a while, I don't know. But in any case, he had to defend himself in court because of a hate speech allegation. And the idea of the First Amendment is just virtually done away with when people start talking about punishing hate speech. No, what you do with hate speech is you turn off the television, you put down that newspaper, you know, whatever. That's your freedom. But the idea that you can put a rag in somebody's mouth, wow, how have we come to this point?
And you know, those of us that have lived in an oppressive dictatorship, and we have seen that muscle put on people's, and even on the press, where even journalists are put in jail for expressing an opinion. And, you know, we need to realize how precious our freedom is. And, you know, I used to tell my son, Ted, several times I said to him, you know, Ted, when I lost my freedom in Cuba, I had a place to come to. If we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go, Larry? There is no place to go.
That's right.
That's why we have to fight to preserve our freedom.
And I think this election is, as you were indicating earlier, going to be so critical. There's been so many advances made against freedom. The whole idea that hate speech is now "I disagree with you," that's hateful. Of course, it's never considered hateful to say that I can't say something. It's only hateful when I say it. So they've actually become rather incapable of thinking. I was going to use the word stupid, but that might be hateful. It's really stunning that people in a college, and certainly Emory's not the only one, would have such a deficient understanding of what the First Amendment's all about, of what freedom is all about. We got some terrain that we need to retake. And while elections don't restore the moral tone of a country, I can see that it would be a respite, even as it was when Ronald Reagan was president. It gave us a chance to work on rebuilding. And there was some of that going on. Ronald Reagan bought us a lot of time.
Absolutely. You know, I was very involved in the Reagan campaign. And as a matter of fact, you know, that was probably the earliest instance of my son Ted being immersed in a political discourse, because all the time during 1980, he had just turned 9 years old at the end of 1979. Our conversation around the dinner table every day for that year was about why we had to get rid of this leftist progressive Jimmy Carter and replace him with a constitutional conservative like Ronald Reagan. So my son Ted got a dose of conservative politics from a Christian worldview every day for a year when he was 9 years old. And I'll tell you, the thing that really shaped the rest of Ted's life occurred when he was 13. We introduced him to an organization called the Free Enterprise Institute. So now Ted was reading Adam Smith and John Locke and von Mises and Hayek and Bastiat and Milton Friedman and the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers. Then this organization created a group of five kids. They called them the Constitutional Corroborators. Ted was one of those five. First of all, they hired a memory expert and taught these five kids to memorize the U.S. Constitution. And during the next 4 years, my son Ted gave approximately 80 speeches on free market economics and the Constitution. Before Ted left high school, he was passionate about the Constitution, about the Declaration, about free markets, about limited government, about the rule of law. And that passion became like fire in his bones. And the reason I know that my son, Ted Cruz, will not compromise his principles in Washington is that fire is as alive today as it was over 30 years ago.
Well, I saw it myself in those battles that he fought in the Senate. I remember being at a meeting where we were discussing, I believe it was a way to try to stop or slow down implementation of Obamacare. And I heard your son, Ted, say something that I hadn't heard from hardly any other politician. It had been years and years and years, actually. People probably wouldn't even know the name if I gave it. He said, I don't know if we can win this fight or not, but we've got to fight it. And I thought, now, that's not the average fare, because it's easy enough to find many a Republican. You show them a good cause, and they'll say, boy, that really looks good. Show me how I can win. And if you can't show them how they can win, get back to me later.
We got to stand on principle. You know, my father used to, he had a saying that he repeated to me often. And he would say, integrity. It takes a lifetime to develop. It takes a second to lose it. It is our integrity that is on the line, and it is doing the right thing because it is the right thing to do. Simply because of that.
I saw it in action, and that was very encouraging, and I haven't seen anything to contradict that impression at that meeting. So hopefully we're going to have an opportunity to see what that kind of leadership from the White House can do. We were in a serious mess before Ronald Reagan was elected, and he had a lot of undoing. And frankly, I don't think he had as clear an idea, as much as I liked Ronald Reagan, as Senator Ted Cruz has, about how we got here and how we need to proceed to get out of the mess that we're in. I'd like to talk some more about guns and education when we get back to continue our discussion with Rafael Cruz, author of Time for Action.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, it's a pleasure to have today as my guest, Rafael Cruz, author of A Time for Action. And as everybody, I think, knows by now, his son is a United States Senator from Texas, which was the state of exile for Papa Rafael when he left Cuba. As I recall, you said they admitted you to a university there, and so you became a Texan. Well, that's a pretty good reason. Anyway, in the book, you made a comparison between Houston, perhaps the biggest city in Texas, and in spite of its liberal political establishment, because of state law, people have concealed carry permits and can own all kinds of firearms in Houston. And a city of comparable size is Chicago, where everything I just said about the pro-Second Amendment flavor of Houston is stood on its head. And in Chicago, we dare you to get a concealed carry permit. And in Chicago, we dare you to buy that rifle, et cetera. And in which city would one be safer living? Both are huge cities, and yet Houston has a whole lot less crime than they do in Chicago.
Well, you know, gun control does not work. Chicago has one of the strictest gun control laws in America and also one of the highest crime rates. And just look at it this way. If the government tried to take away the guns from the population, only citizens that abide by the law will turn in their guns. Now, many of us would not even do that,
right,
but only law-abiding citizens would turn their guns in. That means only criminals would have guns. And even if you took all the guns away, criminals can always find guns.
Exactly.
Think of a population where only the criminals have guns. You will have anarchy, and it would be unsafe to even step outside the door of your home.
One of the encouraging things in this general area of discussion has been for me to see that in Connecticut and in New York, where they pass these draconian gun laws, nevertheless, hardly anybody has obeyed the requirement that people in Connecticut re-register their guns. There's been maybe a 2-3% compliance, they think. That's huge, that if in a liberal state such as Connecticut, there is such massive noncompliance with gun control, the people that didn't turn in their Second Amendment firearms in Washington State, and they had an open demonstration carrying these quote-unquote assault weapons in front of the state capitol with some police even participating with them, then maybe America still has a pulse. Maybe we're still able to carry on. I'm hopeful.
Well, as I said before, historically, countries that have taken away the guns have then used those guns against the population. And that's why people are even afraid to let anybody know they own a gun, because they fear that the government's going to come to take the gun away.
Exactly.
But you know something, if we really think about it, it even goes beyond saying that it is the Second Amendment that gives us a right to keep and bear arms. You know, the Second Amendment says at the end, it says, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon. Second Amendment assumes you already have that right, because
right.
I believe that right is intrinsic in that unalienable right to life from our Creator. If we have a right to life, we have the right to defend our life and to defend the life of our loved ones. That's why the Second Amendment is so important.
We need to.
And again, I thank you, Larry, for the great job that Gun Owners of America does to protect that right for us.
Well, it's due to our members who support us. We owe them the fact that we can turn the lights on, as a friend of mine is fond of saying, if you can't pay the rent, you can't save the world. And so we're very blessed to have some very staunch and faithful supporters. In the last little bit of time that we have, I wanted to just thank you for having dealt with Common Core, the latest fad in educational theory, which, among other things, really, if it even deals with the Second Amendment, ignores it, trashes it, and celebrates the idea of big government. So,
yes.
Thank you for having.
And you know, Larry, the Common Core is not really about standards. That is just a facade. Common Core is about brainwashing our children with secular humanism, with a socialistic worldview, with values clarification and situational ethics. And the government, the Obama administration, is using Rise to the Top funds to bribe states and force them to impose Common Core standards. And Common Core is destroying America. It's destroying our youth. This is why homeschooling is exploded across America, because so many parents are saying, we do not want our children exposed to the brainwashing of Common Core. As a matter of fact, the latest thing from Common Core is now they're telling parents that they must not help their children with homework. In other words, they don't want parents to deprogram the garbage that they're putting in the minds of the kids.
There's just so much that has to be dealt with in the educational system, and it's exciting to me that your son has stated that that's one of his very first objectives, is to use his executive order power as president to clear away that which can be cleared away by executive order, by undoing other executive orders in this area.
The wonderful thing is that everything that Obama has done unconstitutionally and unlawful by executive orders can all be rescinded by one executive order on day one of a Ted Cruz presidency, and he will do that.
Well, I'm Pretty sure he will, because I've seen him in action, and he does do what he says. And that hopefully wouldn't be nearly as challenging as standing tight against the majority leader of your own party on a matter of principle in the United States Senate. In this case, coming off an election victoriously, it would be something that people would be expecting. And the only thing that would be contrary would be those Republicans who have a habit of once they've won on a wonderful platform, their first response is, oh, that's too controversial. I can't actually do that. And that's where I think we're going to see a pleasant change if there is a President Cruz. He gets it, and he knows that these things need to be addressed. You know, before we end, I had to chuckle when you were describing describing a government to some journalists, and they thought that you were talking about our dear leader. You hadn't named anybody when actually you were talking about Castro, and they couldn't tell the difference. Imagine.
That's right. And actually, the reason is that they are really have the same basic ideology. Obama is basically just promoting very far left ideology, and Hillary Clinton is not different.
No.
You look at the Democratic side, you got a self devout socialist, and then you got Hillary running to the left of Bernie Sanders. And you know, Larry, you know, when Bernie Sanders talks about all this free tuition and free this and free this other, and how are you going to pay for it? Oh, we will take it from the rich. We're going to tax the rich at 92%. You know, the way I answer that is, well, Bernie, why stop at 92%? Why not tax the rich at 100%? Why not confiscate all the money of the rich? If you did that, you could run America for 1 year. What are you going to do next year? The rich don't have any more money. You
and by the way, that experiment was called Cuba.
Well, that experiment was also the Weimar Republic.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it will destroy America in 1 year. America would go bankrupt in 1 year. It is ludicrous. And what has made America great is for the government to get out of the way. We don't need more government. Ronald Reagan put it very clearly when he said, government is not the solution. Government is the problem. That's why my son would go to the White House to cut down the size, power, and scope of the federal government and return everything that is not in Article 1, Section 8. Return that power back to the state.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.